A community group made up of state lawmakers, industry experts, and healthcare advocates are in the midst of drafting several options. Those include fully or partially expanding Medicaid eligibility, state self-reliance, and charity care. They'll present those recommendations at the Governor's Health Innovation Summit next month. Governor Herbert says he'll consider those options before approaching state lawmakers in next year's legislative session to make a decision.
But I can assure you, I'm not going to be rushed on this. We have decisions being made in this country today on health care, particularly on the Affordable Care Act, on Medicaid and Medicaid expansion, being made based on political rationale, as opposed to what is common sense or what's in the best interest of the people and the taxpayer.
Herbert says at the end of the day, Utah needs access to high-quality, affordable health care, which he says the state already has.
We only have about 14% of our population in Utah that don't have access to, in fact, some kind of insurance. Half of those could afford to get it if they would choose to get it. So now we're talking about 7% of our population, and yet we're having a significant overhaul of our health care system in a state that really is doing pretty well.
There's no deadline for Utah to expand Medicaid. However, states that have decided to expand will begin receiving additional federal money for the program on January 1st. If Utah does not expand Medicaid by that time, the state could miss out on some of those funds. Whitney Evans, KUER News.